One of the only problems I ever have with some of these NPR reports is they get so many sound effects going on that I can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah, the background noise.
Too many background noises.
And I don't like the background noises. I just, that detracts from the whole report, in my opinion.
Background noises.
The doors are opening and the, when they're just jabbering away with somebody, I'm trying to, I'm like, I don't care what your, you know, your personal conversation.
But that scraping sound, I thought it was her blowing her nose or...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was really bad editing, or it was supposed to be that way.
You didn't know what that sound was?
No, but now I know it's probably scraping, but I didn't think it was that helpful or that interesting.
The sound.
To hear that much scraping.
Some kind of clacking noise that you would infer might be some sort of crutches or something, but they didn't say why this clacking noise is placed in the piece right here.
Right.
It didn't fit. It was more distracting than creating a mood.
Definitely. I don't care for a lot of background noise.
Tell me about the background noise. What do you mean?
The chain rattling, the wind, I just was like, okay, what are we talking about? I didn't care for that.
I didn't need to listen to the chainsaw and the barking dog.
The background noise tends to sometimes, and I find this frequently with public radio, the background, or what their enhancement in the background for their stories, sometimes override what I'm really trying to hear.
And what you're really
and
trying to hear
And I don't know if it happens to everyone, is what they're saying.
What I didn't like about it was they could have sort of lessened the background noise, which was happening in there. There was a little bit too much of
too
that.
Much noise.
And it takes away from the actual information because you're worried about what is that rattling going on in the background. In other words, the subject is fleeting.